last few months have been months that have been marked by a lot of tragedies. You know, there's been earthquakes, floods, tornadoes. This past Tuesday, one of those tragedies touched very close to home when the couple or the family from St. John was killed by the falling tree that was pushed over by the storm on top of their car. A number of people in our parish are closely related to the ones who died. When someone dies and leaves us like that, or however they leave us, what we tend to do is begin to hold their memory very much in our hearts. We treasure the time that we had with them. We treasure what they meant in our lives. Some way I think that is kind of what St. Peter is talking about in that second reading. Not in exactly the same way, because we know that Jesus is with us through the power of his Spirit. And yet he has gone from us in what we can see with our eyes. He is no longer visible to us. And so St. Peter is asking us, he uses the word sanctify Christ in your hearts. Well, we can't make him more holy, so we cannot sanctify Christ in that way. But we can hold him in our hearts. We can hold the memory of him, and we can cherish the reality that he is still present among us. And we can long for the day that we will see him face to face. If we go to the gospel reading today, Jesus speaks to us about the Spirit. He says, "I will give you another advocate to be with you always." Notice the words, "another advocate." Who is the other advocate? It's Jesus himself. And what does he mean by advocate? Well, it almost has the sense of a lawyer or an attorney, someone who pleads for us, who intercedes for us, who represents us before our Father. Jesus is that advocate. But as he's leaving then, he's saying, "I will send you another advocate to plead for you, to intercede for you." Then he goes on to say more. He says, "The Spirit of truth." The Spirit of truth. You know, Jesus used that concept, truth, a lot in his teaching. He spoke about telling you the truth. I don't think he used it in the sense of something as opposed to a lie. That wasn't exactly the way Jesus used the word. He used the word much more as telling us the very meaning of life, the very purpose of life. Also telling us about the love of God, the mercy of God, the faithfulness of God. It was in that sense that he spoke to us about the truth. Now, that Spirit that Jesus promised to send, and which we believe was sent upon us at Pentecost, that Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It is to lead us to know the truth about God, that God is merciful, that God is loving, that God does care about each and every one of us. But also the truth about what our lives are all about, where we're going, how we get there. what the purpose of our existence truly is. That is the truth to which God wants to lead us. Now, for us to know that truth, or to receive that truth from the Spirit, we have to have hearts that are open to it. And that's very important, because the Spirit cannot fill us if we don't feel any need for it. You know, if I think I got it all together, don't know any, I know all there is to need to know about life, can the Spirit fill me? I have to yearn to know the truth, the deeper truth. And each of us must do that in the silence of our hearts. That's why it's so important we have time to be silent, that we have time to pray, we have time to ponder the Word of God, so that that truth can touch us. And yet there's a danger to that also. And we've seen that numerous times. You know, if the Spirit speaks to you, and the Spirit speaks to you, and the Spirit speaks to me, and we're hearing contradictory messages, what do we do with that? You know, if He's truly the Spirit of truth, He can't be telling all of us different things. And that's why in our tradition it has always been, it has to be the Spirit speaking in the context of the church, in the context of that tradition. Otherwise, we're going to have multiple truths. And then He's truly not the Spirit of truth. And so, what I believe I hear from the Spirit, I have to allow to be tested by others who listen to the Spirit, and how the Spirit has spoken through the centuries, so that I know that I'm truly listening to the Spirit and not to my own inner yearnings and desires or to the things that the world tells me. That's why in the Catholic Church we have someone like a Pope to guide us and lead us to that Spirit of truth rather than to false voices. In the second reading again, I want to return to that now. Not only is the Spirit of truth, but He's also, as we know from our tradition, the Spirit that empowers us to give witness to Christ. That is one of the things that the apostles did after Pentecost. They immediately went out and began to tell people about this Jesus who had died and risen. And here St. Peter in that second reading says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. If the Spirit has filled us, that's one of the things you and I are called to do, to give explanation to why we are a people of hope. What does that hope mean? Well, it's hope that there is life. Life beyond the grave. Life that never ends. And if we truly have that hope, it's going to touch our lives. We're going to have more confidence, more joy, more peace than those who do not believe in that. And we're not going to need all the things that so many people use to prop up their lives, because we know what life is about. We know where we're going. We know how to get there. And so, we need to be able to explain to people why we are people of hope. And that is another fruit of the Spirit. Not only to teach us truth, but to teach us how, or to empower us to tell others about the hope that is ours in Christ Jesus our Savior. That's the role of the Spirit, to lead us to truth, to bear witness to the truth to others. We come now to this time when we are preparing for Pentecost. And again, preparing for that gift of the Spirit. Not that we haven't received it, but we want to renew that. We want to remember the importance of the Spirit in our lives. Next Sunday, we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. And then we'll come to Pentecost Sunday to once again invite us to open our hearts to that Spirit, to yearn for that Spirit, to be ready to let that Spirit touch us, change us, make us witnesses to Christ Jesus, who is our hope.